is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Trump's taxes, trip up his tax reform. The reported number of 100,000 hit the streets in various cities, not to celebrate Easter, but to continue to demand on the eve of the U.S. tax deadline that President Trump release his tax returns. The president was golfing and preparing for his annual Easter egg hunt for the White House lawn, so was nonplussed about these latest rallies. On the other hand, in a rich irony, a steady stream of Republican congressional representatives are now joining the Democrats and calling for Trump to release his returns as well. Many in Congress are unprepared now to move forward on Trump's much-vaunted campaign promise to achieve significant tax reform until they see Trump's own returns to make sure that the president and his family are not going to personally benefit from any tax reform proposals. Talk about being hoisted by your own petard. These are not trivial matters, obviously. There's always the risk of a massive giveaway to the rich, because that's pretty much been standard procedure for many tax issues in recent years. And, of course, whether Trump is just a millionaire or a billionaire, if there's a giveaway, he would certainly be in line. More tellingly, a number of the proposals being floated out there, including one that would collect an extra $1 billion in revenue, would be eliminating one of the real estate developers' favorites, which allow them to deduct the price of interest on debt from their taxes. And God knows, Trump the developer loved debt and that deduction. Some of the sticklers in Congress are saying they have to see Trump's taxes to make sure they're not lining his pockets, which would be hard to explain to voters around the country. The additional irony in the land of dysfunction that's typified the first 100 days of Trump time is that there still is no tax reform proposal for all the talk and promises. The Ryan plan would have larded on an export tax at the border, also helping pay for the wall, and has come under fire from a host of businesses and the deep-pocketed Koch brothers who mobilized their troops against any such notion. Trump has also flip-flopped back and forth in fits and starts about trying to resuscitate his health care mess because of some tax implications that they would have achieved by taking away people's insurance. The bottom line seems to be there is no tax reform proposal that's gelled sufficiently on the right or left, leaving him once again without a winning coalition or a coalition at all that could win passage. Trump is stuck. Polls are clear that the American people want to see his returns, but it's not a life or death issue for them. He wants to keep his business on the down low, but can't move forward without a plan and a dose of transparency. This guy can't seem to win for losing and tripping over his own tie. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.